Please welcome the Seattle Academy Jazz All-Stars with Steve Tressler.
Thank you.
The Seattle Academy Jazz All-Star Combo with Steve Tressler, their mentor on saxophone, live on 88.5. More info on our School of Jazz at knkx.org. The band at Seattle Academy is under the direction of Matthew Frost. And I want to, Matthew's here with us today. So, Matthew, you've been at the Seattle Academy for 3 years now, and I wonder if you could tell us how you've seen these kids progress over the time you've been there.
It is my third year here, and I was lucky to come into a school with a really supportive administration and a great bunch of kids. And with those two things working together and the kids' excitement for music, we've been able to start growing a program.
They sound fantastic, Matthew. Nice work so far. Steve Tressler, tell us about when you met these kids for the first time, that first first practice you did. Were they easy to work with or a difficult bunch?
Oh, these guys are awesome to work with. Yeah, it's come a long way since that first session. So some of these folks had not played in a combo or small jazz ensemble before. So working through this repertoire gave us a chance to deal with a lot of the issues that come up when playing in a small group. You don't have a director telling you what songs to play, exactly what you're going to do. So we worked on choosing repertoire, how to arrange it. And we've got three chordal instruments, too. So that could get bogged down a lot with vibes and ukulele and piano all happening at once. We worked on accompanying and listening, playing together as a band, all sorts of nonverbal communication. If something goes a little sideways, how can we use eye contact and not make it really obvious, you know, that we need to get things straightened out.
And a three saxophone front line is pretty exciting. Let's talk to PJ and Allie. What lessons will you remember from working with Steve Tressler? PJ?
I think it's important to just keep playing, keep working, and just keep getting better. It's been great working with Steve in this combo and at UW Jazz Camp. So thank you, Steve.
Oh, yeah. And Allie, anything you picked up?
Well, being a tenor as well, seeing someone who made it a profession, is professional at it, and does all these gigs, it's super inspiring, and I can learn so much from his solos and just his tone and how he plays. So thanks, Steve, for being so inspiring.
Thank you, Allie. And Axel, come on up and bring that four-string mini guitar with you. I wanted to talk about soloing in jazz and whether your early attempts at solos were successful or not so much. What is your history with soloing like?
Definitely the first solos were not as successful as some of the ones that I've been able to do now. I remember one time in sixth grade, we were playing this song that was in just C major. It wasn't really so much jazz, but there was one chord that wasn't in C major, and I just could not figure out for the life of me what to play over that because I was just told, you know, play the C major scale. But then I realized you actually have to use the scale for that chord in order to actually play things that sound good with that. And that just being able to progress like that over time and kind of do these songs that have a little bit more flow and then flow between the scales and kind of having a melodic ear for that has really been able to help me a lot, and I'm really happy with where I'm at now. But yeah.
And I got to ask you before I send you back and we hear this next song, why the ukulele and not a guitar? I mean, it certainly makes you look like a giant.
Yeah, that definitely helps, yeah. I started on guitar when I was about 4 years old, but then I switched over, I think in fourth grade, to ukulele. And I don't know, it's just been, I'm kind of trying to show everybody that you can do a lot with a small instrument.
Right on. It sounds great. Thank you very much. And now let's hear another song from the Seattle Academy, All-Star Jazz Combo with their mentor, Steve Tressler, on his tenor saxophone. We are with the School of Jazz, live on 88.5.
So that first piece was Beatrice by the great saxophonist Sam Rivers. Next up, this is Little Sunflower by Freddie Hubbard. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Seattle Academy Jazz All-Star Combo with their mentor, Steve Tressler, live on 88.5. More on our School of Jazz at knkx.org. Steve, you got an early opportunity to do some touring, which is kind of unusual for any kind of musician. You got to tour as a youth with a traditional jazz, a trad jazz band, as they call it. Do you have any tips for the kids from the lessons you learned on your first tour as a musician?
Oh. Wow, yeah, that was a youth trad New Orleans band. It was called Rise and Shine, and Emily Asher was a trombonist in that band. Some of you may know she's on the national scene. And at the time, I was listening to a lot of Coltrane and Clifford Brown, and I thought this old stuff was kind of corny, so I was a little bit embarrassed at first. But then I really got into it in that repertoire, and it helped having some super parents involved in booking all of those festivals. I didn't realize how much of a special opportunity that was, that one of the dads was a cornet player in that kind of band and had all kinds of connections. So we played the Coos Bake, Clam Bake, Sacramento Jazz Jubilee. And one thing I learned, I went to a trad jazz, early jazz camp, and we had a combo, and we performed, everyone in the camp performed every single night for the whole camp. And the first night I was kind of a little bit freaked out. I wanted to make a good impression on everybody, but we kept doing it. By the end, it was just super exciting to perform. So part of that was just immersion therapy for performing, and then kind of making those connections. And then that certainly helped with some degrees of having some stage fright early on. I just got thrown in over and over and over again. It's probably like hosting a radio show once you've done it 20 times. It's not as scary.
On the 500th time, you're not quite as nervous. Not quite. Now, jazz education starts awfully young for all you parents out there. Start playing great music around the house if you can. And one of the lucky young kids who grew up in a house full of music is our vibraphone player, Zach. Tell us about your upbringing and the music you had around the house.
Yeah, well, my dad in high school was in the Blue Devils drumline, and he like toured all over, so that was like his main thing, what he did. So we always had a drum set in the house because he eventually transferred to that, and like ever since I was little, I was sitting on it and stuff. And it's important because like all of his friends who were into jazz and his band and everything, we go to all these shows, just like been in the jazz culture, I guess, for a while now, and I think that's important now because I like know the culture, I guess.
That's pretty cool. So on vibraphone, do you also play drums?
Yeah, I used to play drums until eighth grade. We went to like a Bellevue Jazz Festival and I saw Joe Locke and I saw the vibraphone. Yeah. And I said, oh, I need to play one of those.
Gotta get one of those. It's a lot more notes to work with. But let's talk to our drummer back here, Nick, the senior in the band, about kind of what Steve was just talking about. When he's a young kid and he thinks, oh, trad jazz is kind of corny. But the definition of jazz changes, like, seems every year. And I wonder if you could tell us, as a younger person, what does jazz mean to you these days?
Yeah, so obviously jazz has a humongous legacy that goes back about a century, and I think a lot of people feel that jazz kind of stopped being made in like the 70s, but I think jazz there's a contemporary jazz that just evolves. I think the jazz of today is influenced a lot by soul and R&B. My favorite contemporary jazz player is D'Angelo, but obviously I still have all the classics, so there's a lot in jazz. It holds a lot.
Good stuff, Nick. He's probably a fan of my new modern jazz show, The New Cool, every Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5 here on 88.5 KNKX. And I wanted to get back here with two of the younger members of the band, Clayton and Tito on piano and bass. And I think it's maybe easier for high school kids dealing with older kids when you're playing music together. Tito, do you think that's correct?
Yeah, because age isn't really a thing, I guess. I never really felt the difference because you're not in a grade anymore. You're just like in a band. And right. Also, yeah, we click together.
And Clayton at the piano, working yourself into the band has been easy. I suppose as the piano player, I mean, there's a lot of focus on you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when we first started out, I was very nervous because like I'm one of the freshmen, I'm one of the younger people in the band. And there's a lot of older people who I look up to and I'm worried they're going to judge me if I mess up. But I think now that I've gotten more into the feel of how it goes, I realize it's not that much about whether you mess up or don't mess up. It's very much how you feel when you're playing and stuff like that.
Great answer. All right. Now let's get back to one more music, one more song from this fantastic group of musicians, the Seattle Academy Jazz All-Stars with Steve Tressler on saxophone, their mentor. Take it away.
All right. We're going to close with a with a slick little blues by trumpeter Shorty Rogers. This is Shortstop. And features a little bit from everybody.
Jazz All-Star Combo from the Seattle Academy with Steve Tressler featured on saxophone. That's PJ Colino and Allie Wickland on alto and tenor saxophones. Zach Cohen at the vibes. Axel Heilsberg at guitar. Clayton Wiley piano. Tito Rios Vice at the bass. And Nick Heyman at the drums. Thank you all so much for being here. That was fantastic. Keep your eyes and ears open for more from this band as they play around the Northwest, Mill Creek, and some Tula shows coming up in the school year. And Steve Tressler will be playing with Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints at the Columbia City Theater for the Earshot Jazz Festival on Sunday. Great to have you here, Steve.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
And thanks to all the members of our leadership circle and the parents who raised these fine musicians. Your generous contributions to the world of jazz and the support of all the KNKX listeners make the School of Jazz possible. I'd also like to thank our School of Jazz sponsors, Integrative Family Law, Half Price Books, Beacon Plumbing, and BECU.